It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibleck Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are just over 2 weeks away from Christmas.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
Scary as the Dickens.
So I thought we would do a theme week this week and talk about some Christmas firsts.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So we're going to talk today about the first Christmas card.
Oh.
Have you started getting Christmas cards in the mail?
A couple of, we got a few at the radio station here.
Yeah, we have a couple, yep.
Have I gotten any at home? I don't know that I have gotten any at home.
I've only gotten two at home. But
did you get mine?
Did you send one?
No.
I know. I didn't think so.
It got lost in the mail.
I'm sure.
It's already lost in the mail.
Yeah, right. So the first commercially available Christmas card was commissioned by a guy named Sir Henry Cole and designed by John Calcott Horsley in London in 1843.
John Calcott Horsley.
Yeah.
That's a very English name.
So Sir Henry Cole was an English civil servant and inventor who facilitated many innovations in commerce, education, and the arts in the 19th century in the UK. Thanks to more efficient, inexpensive postal delivery methods in London, Cole received stacks of holiday well wishes from friends and colleagues.
Oh.
And because it was considered highly impolite to ignore them, he needed an equally efficient way to acknowledge them.
Sure.
But he didn't have the time.
No.
Right?
Busy guy.
One by one.
Right.
So he commissioned a lithograph card with an illustration and had two batches totaling 2,050 cards printed. The central picture showed three generations of a family raising a toast to the card's recipient. On either side were scenes of charity with food and clothing being given to the poor. It did cause some controversy, however, because it did depict a small child drinking wine. So, controversial at the time.
It's Europe, Sarah. It's Europe, though. You could do it.
Although
not mainland Europe.
Oh.
So different.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he sold the cards for a shilling each, which was roughly a day's wage for workers of the area.
Wow.
So they're pretty expensive at the time.
So,
understandably, Christmas cards didn't really take off until about 20 years after he first started selling.
When they brought the price down a bit?
Yeah.
Half a day's wage, then we're good?
Now, early British cards rarely showed winter or religious themes, instead favoring flowers, fairies, and other fanciful designs that reminded the recipient of the approach of spring.
Hmm.
Wow, we're
looking
right months and months and months away.
Right past Christmas, right to spring. Okay.
Humorous and sentimental images of children and animals were popular, as were increasingly elaborate shapes, decorations, and materials.
Ah.
Now, Louis Prang, who is the owner of a lithograph firm, is known as the father of the American Christmas card. His firm began selling Christmas cards here in America in 1874, thus becoming the first printer to offer cards here in the States. By the 1880s, Prang was producing over 5 million cards a year.
Wow.
However, the popularity of his cards led to cheap imitations that eventually drove him out of business.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
But the advent of the postcard spelled the end for elaborate Victorian-style cards. By the early 20th century, holiday greetings were still of the postcard type variety, but the Hall brothers, who founded what would later be known as Hallmark,
I knew that was
in 1910.
Tell that was coming.
Yeah, began issuing cards that were folded down the middle and stuffed into envelopes.
Brilliant.
They were like the first ones to do that.
Brilliant.
The reason was because people were having a hard time expressing all of their thoughts on the relatively small postcards.
That was my problem.
Yeah.
Also.
Not enough room.
Not enough room.
So,
I want to write a lot. I want to tell everybody everything.
You actually write really small, so postcards would be.
But still, I have so much to say.
Yeah.
So much.
Right. The Hall brothers capitalized on a growing desire for more personalized greeting cards and reached critical success when the outbreak of World War I increased demand for cards to send to soldiers.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Now, some people take the annual mass mailing of cards as an opportunity to update those they know with the year's events and include the so-called Christmas letter, reporting on the family's doings, sometimes running to multiple printed pages.
Yeah.
Do you get those?
Yeah. There's a couple of people I get those from,
While a practical notion, Christmas letters meet with a mixed reception.
Oh, yeah,
they
do.
Yeah. Recipients may take it as boring minutiae, bragging, or a combination of the two, whereas other people appreciate Christmas letters as more personal than mass-produced cards with a generic missive and an opportunity to catch up with the lives of family and friends who are rarely seen or communicated with.
I feel like there's less need for that now with social media.
You're right.
Even when you don't really talk to people, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because those same people are posting pictures of everything.
Course. Those
online.
Are the same people, for sure. Yeah. Now, Christmas is still the largest card-sending holiday in the United States, with approximately 1.3 billion cards sent every year.
Wow.
In 2021, 73% of Americans reported sending holiday cards, And 60% said they send them every year.
I can't remember the last time I sent one.
Me neither.
Yeah, all right. You picked out a record to go along with the Christmas cards, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Xerox Christmas Letter by Ray Stevens.
It is a Christmas classic.
Yep.
And I love it. Love it, love it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world for 25 years. Ray Stevens, Xerox Christmas Letter. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that fantastic record?
Well, because we were talking about the very first Christmas card.
Yes.
As part of our theme week on Christmas First.
That we were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The first commercially available Christmas card went on sale in 1843.
Hallmark invented folded Christmas cards.
And Christmas is still the largest card sending holiday in the U.S. with around 1.3 billion sent every year.
That Hallmark company, man, they're not doing that bad. They got that Hallmark channel as well.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that they had that Hallmark movie? There was a Hallmark movie that was based around the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear about this? Did you hear how many people turned in to view it, its first airing? It was 2.3 million people tuned in.
Wasn't Donna Kelsey in it?
What was?
Like, huh?
Was she?
I think so.
Coach, what's his name, I think, was making an appearance.
I think she made it. I'm pretty sure she may have made an appearance, too.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a lot of people. I mean, that I think makes it like one of the most viewed things on cable.
I don't think I've ever watched a Hallmark
Christmas
movie.
You haven't? They're cute. They're cute.
Not for me.
They're very formulaic, but they're cute.
Yeah,
folks want to learn more about Christmas cards. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all there. Plus, you can watch all this every day live on Facebook Live at 4:10, and you can catch the archives. Those are up at YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe so you're always notified when we post something new, brought to you by Nibelac Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
Come back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
And a theme week on Christmas First.
That's right.
Looking forward to episode number 2 coming up tomorrow. Earth, Wind & Fire, Atlantic Star, and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.